Welcome back, everybody. It's DJ Jazzy Cat live on the Chill Factor Radio. You know, it's been some time since I've had a guest on Kindness with Cat, and today we have a beautiful family, somebody really close here in Connecticut. I can't tell you where they live, but I could tell you a little bit about what they do. They're going to tell you their story. And of course, I want to introduce Suzanne and of course, Alan to the Chill Factor Radio. Hello, guys. How are you?
Hi, thank you so much for having us.
Hi, how are you? So we're really excited to talk to you today. Alan, we're going to start with Alan first. I have seen a lot of what you are doing online in reference to catching my eye, beautiful hand craftsmanship. You are making some serious carpentry houses and characters. I want you to tell the folks exactly how you got started doing this and what inspires you.
He's looking at me like I should speak.
Okay. Well, whoever would like to talk, it's open floor.
We can talk together. So that's fine.
Okay. Do you want to start? Talk about how
I can start. Everything starts like at this piece of wood and I call closet. There's no actual closet. It's like the place where I work. So I got this piece of wood. I was looking every day because I fell in love with piece of wood. So, but it was a piece of oak. So oak is expensive wood. And I was not able to find nothing. So that was was so important for use the kind of wood. And after probably, 6-7 months, one day, I start to look for birdhouse and I said, oh, that's what I have to do, a birdhouse. And that's what I did, but it was a birdhouse for my backyard. So I made the first one and then I made another two and that's it. That was everything. And then another day, I was looking around and I came out with a mailbox. So
before we talk about the mailbox, do you want to... Yeah. So after he made these and he put them in the backyard, I had put something up on social media and everybody was commenting how much they loved it. So it was a friend of ours' birthday, one of our closest friends, and he made a birdhouse for her. And this couple happens to be two women and he wanted to incorporate pride. So he made a rainbow mailbox and on the side. And everybody saw that when we posted it and just seemed to fall in love with it. And then next thing you know, he had people asking if he could, if they could buy one from him. At that same time, he was diagnosed with stage 3B melanoma and ended up having some surgeries and was at home. And so he started making these, fulfilling these orders that people were reaching out about. And it became a way for him to, he turned our garage into a workshop and it turned into a way for him to kind of go down there and not think about the cancer or what he was dealing with, but just kind of focus on making these birdhouses. And it just kind of put his, mind into it. And also he wasn't working at the time. So this became a way for him to kind of help contribute to the household by selling these birdhouses. And then one day he said, I think I'll make a mailbox. So he made a mailbox for us. And then everybody saw that. And then they wanted to order mailboxes. And since then, I think, which was probably a little over a year ago, I think we've sold.
The first one was Makita.
Yeah. So I think we ended up selling at this point, I think about 15 mailboxes and probably about 60 birdhouses. In maybe a year and a half, maybe.
Wow. So you've been busy ever since. What's the average time that it does take to make one mailbox?
Mailbox
or the houses?
Yeah, the regular mailbox probably around 40 hours.
It's a long time.
Yeah, 40 hours. Yeah. And then the birdhouses, I think we said about 20 hours.
Yeah.
15 to 20 hours.
Yeah, depends.
And so all the production, Alan, it's actually right out of your garage. Is that where you're working from? Doing this?
Yeah, it's how big is it? 10 by 10?
Small. It's a regular garage bay. One single garage bay.
Wow.
Half a garage.
And a lot of tools, right?
Well, because now he's been getting all these custom orders for bigger pieces. And so now he's kind of like scooting around, these projects. And he's already like, I'm out of space in here because it's just too small for, how this has grown.
So we got to get you a bigger garage, Alan. Maybe somebody that's listening in today will, let you use their garage.
We would love that. We're out of Beacon Falls, Connecticut,
There
so
you go. Well, you guys are an inspiration. You said something before we even went on air. You went to some fairs. You took the houses with you. Where exactly are you guys when you are distributing them and selling the houses besides online?
So we do go to a couple of local fairs. We go to the Milford Artisan Market.
That was the first one
That
that
was
we
the
did.
first one we ever did. And then we go to the Mystic Outdoor Art Festival. We're also doing the Woodbury, what's it called? Woodbury Earth Day.
Oh, very nice.
We're actually doing that on April 20th. And I think that's all that we have. Oh, and then there was the Rose Arts Festival as well, which we're going to be doing. So yeah, we have four events for the season as of right now. But a lot of it has been just word of mouth and, social media. We also do have, there's a store in Mystic called Garden Specialties, and they sell our birdhouses and our mailboxes. So you can, people can stop by there and see them in person and purchase one right from them as well.
Awesome. Now, Alan, I know not only are you doing the birdhouses, but you also, I saw a little bit of pictures about the characters that you are creating. How does that come about? How did you think about that? What were you thinking when you created them? It's a pretty cool stuff.
I don't know.
Just looking.
It's kind of I don't have an answer. It's kind of like people said, "Oh, you were a carpenter before." No, I never was a carpenter before. I never did actually in my life. So it's just come like this. I don't know. I just take and I do.
He'll look at a piece of wood, like those little characters came from pieces of scrap wood that were on the floor
Yeah.
that he picked up and said, "Oh, this looks like a
I don't
shark,"
know. Yeah.
and just
Oh, I don't know. Something that came out in my mind. So, like, I have another guy that's coming to my mind, in my mind. So I saw a light and it looks like an animal if you look. So I said, wow, this is another one. So now every time I look around, I see something.
I think it's brilliant. I think what you're doing is just simply amazing. And the colors are very eye candy that you choose. So in detail, yeah, looking at everything, I love it. Definitely great job. Wonderful stuff. I love it. What you're doing, you're inspiring young artists from around the world, you know? I definitely think when everybody, again, you guys said you're going to different places and whatnot. I think it's the, you got to branch out. Staying here in the valley, we got to get out of here. Going different places definitely is, I don't know. I see a book in the future. I see great stuff happening for you. Is there anything else that spikes your interest?
No, I always loved woods.
And drawing.
Yeah, I started that, but I always loved woods since I was little. I was always doing something with wood, like house in the woods or stuff like
Like tree
that.
houses.
Big house, so like.
These projects are helping with your finances too, right?
They are,
Yeah.
yes. Because, although they did remove the cancer, unfortunately he had some complications and was not able to do the therapy that he needed to keep it from coming back. So it's expensive, keeping up on it and, all the testing and everything to be sure that it's not coming back. So it's a challenge in the side effects that have come from it. There's a lot of appointments and doctors and tests and such that go along with that. So this really is
Obvious.
a way for him to, even now, it's still therapy for him. He goes down into the garage and, he gets lost down there. He'll go to work at 5 in the morning. He'll come back at 5 at night. He'll go downstairs and he'll work until 10, 11 o'clock at night.
What an inspiration you are. Wow. It's a lot of
He just,
hours, but at the same time,
yeah.
loving what you do.
Oh, thank you.
He loves it. And, you know, he doesn't understand that he's talented, which is the best part, because, you know, he just does it because he loves it. And, you know, he was born here, but he grew up in Italy and only moved back to the United States 8 years ago, was
Seven.
It? 7 years ago. And so a lot of his inspiration he pulled from growing up in Italy and the architecture. And, you know, he loves the woods. So being out in the woods and the, you know, the all the colors. And so he makes these things because he wants to, like, bring joy to people when they look at him, when they look at, you know, these pieces. That's what it's all about for him. He puts 110% into everything that he does.
You know, it shows. It definitely shows. I like the vibrant colors. Again, it warms people's hearts. When you open up something like that and you see something, I want to go back a little bit. You had made that mailbox. It was the Up. Is that what it was?
Yes.
From
yes,
the movie Up?
It's pretty much an exact replica of
no,
the... It's an exact replica of the house from the movie Up. Correct. It was a custom creation that someone had called us about. They'd seen one of the mailboxes and wondered if he could do a custom piece. And, you know, they're obsessed with this movie. And this is what they were looking for. And his mind started racing immediately. And, you know, then next thing I know, he's sketching things out. And he went down, you know, they approved it. And we agreed on, you know, costs and everything. And he went down and started working on it. And it took him probably, I think we figured out at least quadruple the number of hours that he estimated. but he, you know, wanted to make sure that he got it right. He had pictures of the house all over the garage.
It's the problem is it's like you reach 200 hours really quickly because you don't realize when you spend 13, 14 hours.
Sure. What's the saying? Money is time. Time is money.
Oh, you know what? I don't think like it's a business.
Mm-hmm.
The moment I start to think it's a business, I don't enjoy anymore. So
right.
Just for me, it's just something that I like to do. And
well, that definitely shows. Definitely shows.
You know, it just probably doesn't. I don't know if I have to say this, but like my life changed a lot, and all my hobbies that before. And now I can't do anymore. So
because of the medical issues.
Motorcycle, dirt bike, or everything I was doing, snowboard. So right now I can't. So the only thing for me, it's this now. And so I don't want to look like a job because otherwise I don't, you know, you lose the
excitement.
Yeah,
absolutely. Your hands are such a gift. I absolutely love it. Now, guys, I want to know, if folks want to reach you, do you have a direct email or anywhere, or should they just go through your Facebook?
Any of those work. We do have a website, which is www.allen-creation.com. And then we are on Facebook, Allen's Creations, and we're on Instagram, at Allen's Creations. And then our email is info@allen-creation.com. And any of those ways reaching out to us work.
Well, Allen, I'm blessed to even talk to you today. I feel like I should be asking for your
Thank
autograph.
You. No, please don't say that.
Well, you do good work. I, like I said, you know, when you see something, you have to say something. And I think what you're doing is just wonderful. So you're welcome. No, thank you very, very much.
No, I was just going to say, we really appreciate you taking the time to, know, sit and talk with us and help get, you know, what he does out there to the world.
Absolutely. And I hope to meet you someday, Allen. I'd love to come over and say hello and check out the goods.
Anytime.
I would absolutely love it. All right, guys. Well, you have a wonderful rest of your day. And again, folks that are listening in, you can catch all of this interview with Allen and Suzanne. They're just such a beautiful couple right out of Connecticut. And Allen's got a God-given talent with his hands. Wonderful information, as always. Have a wonderful day, guys. And we will chat very soon.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you. Bye-bye now.